Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
President Donald Trump was kicked off Twitter due to breaking some rules of the platform at that time. He has a permanent suspension from the platform. And Elon Musk had something to say about this just recently in an interview. But before we get into Elon's stuff, let's talk about why Donald Trump was kicked off Twitter. And then we'll get into why Elon Musk thinks a different way than what the current administration of Twitter think. And this is it's going to be a sticky subject for a lot of people. A lot of people get really emotional about this stuff. So if you don't want to hear about Donald Trump, I suggest turning it off. A lot of people get very upset. So I don't care about ad revenue from this podcast. If it makes you upset, just don't listen to it. It's pretty easy, but it's a good thing to listen to where Elon is going to be when he takes over Twitter, if he gets through with the sale. So all these things that Elon says in the future could happen. It all depends on if the sale goes through. So I'm just going to preface it with that. And let's also talk about why Donald Trump was kicked off Twitter in the first place. January 8th, it was a Friday of 2021, Twitter put out a statement. And the statement reads, after close review of recent tweets from @RealDonaldTrump account and the context around them, specifically how they are being received and interpreted on and off Twitter, we have permanently suspended the account due to the risk of further incitement of violence. In the context of horrific events this week, we made it clear on Wednesday that additional violations of the Twitter rules would potentially result in this very course of action. Our public interest framework exists to enable the public to hear from elected officials and world leaders directly. It is built on a principle that the people have a right to hold power to account in the open. So this is what happened. This is the overview from Twitter. They say on January 8th, 2021, President Donald J. Trump tweeted, the 75 million people, great American patriots who voted for me, America first and make America great again, will have a giant voice long into the future. They will not be disrespected or treated unfairly in any way, shape or form. Shortly thereafter, the president tweeted, to all those who have asked, I will not be going to the inauguration on January 20th. And the assessment from Twitter says, we assess the two tweets referenced above under our glorification of violence policy, which aims to prevent the glorification of violence that could inspire others to replicate violent acts and determine that they were highly likely to encourage and inspire people to replicate the criminal acts that took place at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. So that is Twitter's stand on everything. They kicked President Donald Trump off the platform for basically inciting violence. Whether you like the guy, or you don't like the guy, that's up to you. So let's talk about what Elon had to say about this, because I think going forward with the Twitter platform, we all have to take this into consideration. Would we stay on the platform if Elon does something that we don't like, or would we stay on there and kind of put our make our voices be heard? Right. So that's the kind of idea here. So Elon had an interview with the Financial Times recently, and he stated that he would allow former U.S. President Donald Trump to return to Twitter if he goes through with this $44 billion deal. And the comments that he made, they're kind of being misconstrued a little bit. The comments were that he would basically allow Trump back on, but there will be limits. So I'm going to read you what Musk had to say. He said, I think the general question of should Twitter have permanent bans, and he's talked with Jack Dorsey about this, and he and I are of the same mind, which is that permanent ban should be extremely rare and really reserved for people who are trying to, for accounts that are bots or scam accounts, where there's just no legitimacy to the account at all. So basically saying bots or scammers, they get banned, which would be amazing. I don't know how many times you've looked at an Elon Musk tweet, but every Elon tweet, the first comment below it is a crypto scammer. So I've seen, and then there's hundreds of those comments throughout, or hundreds of replies throughout his tweets. So those people are getting tons and tons of traffic to their scams just from writing the coattails of Elon. All right. So he's saying, ban all those people, get rid of them. Well, the bots, I should say, they're not people, they're bots. Get rid of them. And then that would be the only way. Like, that's the only thing that permanent ban, something like that. Right. And then he said, I do think that it was not correct to ban Donald Trump. I think that was a mistake because it alienated a large part of the country and did not ultimately result in Donald Trump not having a voice. He is now going to be on Truth Social, as will a large part of the right in the United States. And so I think this could end up being, frankly, worse than having a single forum where everyone can debate. So he's saying, because Trump has an echo chamber on the right with Truth Social, then he can do whatever he wants to on his own platform, right? So Truth Social is part of the president's platform. He can do whatever he wants to on there. There's no restrictions for the guy at this point. So Elon says, well, he's over there and other people can't really talk to him because they're all on Twitter, right? So the town square is Twitter. And then Donald Trump's doing his own thing on the other side there. And then Elon goes on to say, so I think this could end up being, frankly, worse to have than having a single forum where everyone can debate. So I guess the answer is that I would reverse the permanent ban. Then he goes on to say, I don't own Twitter yet. So this is not like a thing that will definitely happen, because what if I don't own Twitter? But my opinion, and Jack Dorsey, I want to be clear, shares this opinion, is that we should not have permanent bans. Now, that doesn't mean that somebody gets to say whatever they want to say. If they say something that is illegal or otherwise, you know, destructive to the world, then there should perhaps be a timeout, a temporary suspension, where that particular tweet should be made invisible or have very limited traction. But I think permabans just fundamentally undermine trust in Twitter as a town square where everyone can voice their opinion. I think it was a morally bad decision, to be clear, and foolish in the extreme. So Elon is 100% against banning Donald Trump. Wants him back, wants to unban the account. Now, does this mean that Donald Trump will come back to Twitter?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you have a bigger voice on Twitter than you do on Truth Social, and you can reach more people on Twitter than you can on Truth Social, it would make sense for Donald Trump to, get back into the game over here on Twitter. So if you have, Twitter has a huge amount of people, huge amount of influence on current society. This is where everyone gets their news. This is where news breaks. This is where real-time stuff happens on Twitter, right? It's a trusted platform for journalists and other people who release news information. I use it all the time. I get some news from there. That's where I heard about this. And the fact that Donald Trump can have that audience again, just the idea of that scares some people completely and utterly. And they don't want him back on the platform. So the interviewer asks Elon, even after he egged on the crowd who went to the U.S. Capitol, some of them carrying nooses, you still think it was a mistake to remove him? And then Elon says, I think if there are tweets that are wrong and bad, they should be either deleted or made invisible, and a temporary suspension is appropriate, but not a permanent ban. So going back to what he said before, the temporary suspension or the deletion of a tweet or making something invisible or just not pushing it up in the algorithm, but not a permanent ban. Doesn't want to ban the person. So it doesn't make sense in the terms of Twitter right now, what Twitter can do. It's a whole different thing. It pushes the discussion back to before Twitter started having sort of a moral compass on their own platform. So the interviewer goes on to say, if the deal completes, he might potentially come back on, but with the understanding that if he does something similar again, he'll be back in the sin bin. Basically asking Elon, hey, if the ex-president of the United States comes back on, he knows what the rules are. Everybody knows what the rules are. And if you mess up, you're going to get something's going to happen to you. Musk says he publicly stated that he will not be coming back to Twitter and that he will only be on Truth Social. And this is the point that I'm trying to make, which is perhaps not getting across, is that banning Trump from Twitter didn't end Trump's voice. It will amplify it among the right. This is why it is morally wrong and flat out stupid. So morally wrong to ban somebody permanently from Twitter for inciting violence against the United States Capitol and those people inside the Capitol, everybody inside. If you think that's a good reason to ban somebody or permanently block them or just delete the tweet, delete all the tweets. But we know, and I know that if you start the process of those tweets get screenshot. People retweet those screenshots. It goes like wildfire. It goes crazy because there are bots out there that will screenshot, take a picture of the tweet, and then post that picture on your timeline, right? And if you have a very loud voice on Twitter, if you're somebody who has millions and millions and millions of views per day, there are some accounts like that, then it gets spread around even without Donald Trump having the tweet be available after he tweeted it. If it happens and then a few minutes later it gets banned or it gets deleted, then it's still going to be out there. So I'm not sure what Elon thinks would happen if he just didn't think about that before he said this, but it seems like technology moves so fast and information moves so fast on Twitter that there's no way that that information could be stopped. So I think Elon is a little bit short-sighted here, and I love what Elon's doing with Twitter, but I think there's more to it than just unbanning the guy. And, that's my own opinion. I think there's other ways that, that these tweets can be shared. And I think there's the voice of somebody, even though they might delete the tweet, the voice will still spread and the information will still spread. So I think that's one sort of short-sighted piece of this puzzle. But I like the idea that everyone has a voice. And this is just me voicing my opinion about this. I like that everybody has a voice on Twitter. I think that's cool. But also, if you're going to hurt people, I think you should get deleted. You know, maybe not your whole account, at least the tweets. I think this is what they're doing here is sort of a bare bones approach, where you delete the tweet, you hide the tweet, you temporarily ban somebody. And then when they get backed, you know, when they come back online, they're like a phoenix rising from the ashes. You know, people want to see them again. So they miss them. You know, it's like when somebody doesn't post something on YouTube for a while and you're used to a show, or like, you know, your favorite TV show is off for a year because they're filming new episodes. You know, and then you're like, oh, they're back. You know, it's like a phoenix rising from the ashes again. So when they come back, it could be a groundswell of support for that person. And then the news media outlets get a hold of it. They spread it around. That person gets more popular, more famous. It could be a damaging sort of process here. And I don't, you know, I'm a huge supporter of Elon Musk. I think he's doing amazing things. I moved to Brownsville, Texas for almost a year because I believe in Starship. I believe in, you know, making life multiplanetary. So I moved down here so I could chronicle that. And I've been doing that for the last year or so, and almost a year. And it's been wonderful. And I totally support Elon, but I think this might be a little bit, they might have to rein this in a little bit and figure this out. This might just be a little bit of like too good to be true kind of thing. You know, it probably won't work the way they want it to work. So I hope you guys got some information about Elon here and you got some information about what's going to be happening on Twitter in the future. I want to tell you about our new project, starshipshirts.com as well. My friend Neil and I, we are big supporters of space exploration, what Elon Musk is doing at SpaceX and Starship and all that stuff. So we decided to build our own brand, starshipshirts.com. You can buy Elon-inspired gear, and you can buy Starship-inspired gear and SpaceX-inspired gear. Really cool designs. Neil's designing everything. Myself, I've taken inspiration from my travels down here at Starbase and Boca Chica, Texas, and we've kind of combined them into this brand of Starship, you know, starshipshirts.com. So check it out, starshipshirts.com. Buy a shirt. It'll help out the podcast and keep supporting us so we can keep going, keep doing these podcasts almost every single day for you. Thanks for listening to everybody. Make sure to sub and follow us on any podcast platform that you have available to you. Thank you so much. Take care.
Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.